I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Mark Stonerock. He is the festival director for the Marquette Area Blues Fest, which is coming up this Labor Day weekend in Marquette. We heard all the details with Mark Stonerock.
We're back with a vengeance for 2021, September 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Elwood Mats in Lower Harbor Park, and we can't wait to get it rolling.
Well, one of the things is there were a lot of artists that were already booked to do last year's that carried over, didn't they?
Yeah, we didn't lose very many. So my job booking this year was a little bit easier. It was kind of just plug the holes, but everyone was really excited to come to Marquette. We've created a great vibe in the artistic community. So musicians are really looking forward to coming here to play. And my job has gotten a lot easier. I used to have to go in search of and recruiting. And now it seems like these great artists are beating down our door to come to Marquette, which is great.
Well, of course, full disclosure, as everybody pretty much knows, that I've been involved in the Blues Society and the Blues Fest since its inception. And it is very exciting to have this thing back. I'm glad you're here to talk about it a little bit. Give everybody the details. What's going to be happening? And tell us at least who you could so far. Tell us who's coming.
So, strangely enough, I can't believe it, but this is the 16th Blues Festival we're having this year, and we've gotten bigger and bigger every year. We bring world-class musicians here and a whole festival atmosphere. So, the quick rundown. Friday is the free show, as we've done before. It's brought to you by the folks at the Ordock Brewing Company and Honor Credit Union. It's going to kick off with Mike Letts and the Marquettes with special guests Felix Reyes and Paul Linden, two longtime great blues guys from down in the Chicago area. That's followed by James Reeser and the Backstreet Drivers, a great downstate band. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing a really kind of a cool show up here, so I look forward to seeing that one. Again, that's free on Friday. Saturday, we're going to kick the whole thing off with the paid event, Under the Radar Blues Band, Eddie and the Bluesers, and then we're going to get things rolling with a great regional blues band. I'll tell you, every year there seems to be one band where people say to me, geez, oh, Pete, they were great. Where did you find them? The next person, Ivy Ford, is going to be that person for this year. She's known as the Blues Kitten. Man, she sings, she drums, she dances, she does it all. That's going to be a great show, so you won't want to miss that one. Does it get worse from there? Heck no, it doesn't. We have Amanda Fish coming. You may recall a couple of years ago, Samantha Fish, who is now kind of a blues icon in the area around the country. Well, this is her older sister, Amanda, and she's got every bit of talent. She won the Sean Costello Rising Blues Award. She was in the semifinals of the International Blues Challenge. And then in 2018, she got the Best Emerging Artist Award. So tons of talent in that family. We look forward to bringing Amanda. And then we have Albert Castilla, and he won the 2020 Blues Rock Album of the Year Award for his album Masterpiece. He's a really rocking blues guitar guy, so things are going to be great there.
Mark, of course, since it is a weekend, we've touched on Friday and Saturday. Sunday, there's more performers. Who's coming?
Yeah, Sunday is actually dedicated to a longtime friend of the Blues Festival that we've lost, a blues icon, Tom Hyslop, who probably did more for blues in the Upper Peninsula than anybody I know. We lost him to cancer after our last festival, so we're dedicating that show to him, and it's going to kick off with Uncle Pete's All-Star Barbecue Blues Band out of the Houghton area. Walt, a band that you probably know, Flat Broke Blues Band, is going to be next.
We had to do it because it was dedicated to Tom, and Tom was a longtime friend of everybody in the band and a supporter, so definitely.
Yeah, and we're trying to bring a lot of his friends and musicians that really got along with him up there that day. That's why the next group will be Laura Rain and the Caesars, who also has guitar player George Friend coming, a Marquette native, good friends of Tom's, followed by John Primer and the Real Deal Blues Band. That guy is as real as it gets. In fact, he won the Traditional Male Blues Artist Award last year.
Plays in Chicago, has played with everybody, including Muddy Waters and all the other big names.
Yeah, he's really tied to blues legacy.
Absolutely. And then a great closing show.
Oh, the closing show, the Nick Moss Band. And if you think we've taken a step off there, think again, because this was the 2020 Song of the Year winner, the 2020 Traditional Male Blues Award winner, and the 2020 Blues Band of the Year winner, which is a great accolade. So Nick Moss Band coming, and he hints that he may be bringing a special guest. Ooh. So the tension builds.
I'm intrigued. One of the key things is, can people get tickets? If so, how can they do that? And then also, if they want to help out.
Oh my gosh, there are great ways to get tickets. If you like to walk in the door and pick them up, you can go to the NMU Barrie Event Center, Marquette Wallpaper and Paint, or Youptone Music. Advance tickets are $60. However, if you wait for the day of, $35 a day. Students are $10 a day. That's between the ages of 15 and 23, and 14 and under comes free with a paid adult.
And of course, the one big thing that makes it work is volunteers. With like all of the other events that have been happening and are back now in our community, volunteering is a big thing for it to make it happen. Same thing with the Blues Fest. How can people find out about volunteering?
Best way to find out is go to our website, www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.org. If you just put in Marquette Area Blues Society, it'll take you there. And you can get volunteer opportunities one click away.
That's Mark Stonerock, Festival Director of the Marquette Area Blues Fest. Again, you can find out all of the information about the festival happening Labor Day weekend in Marquette at MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.org. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.